Radio emisija. Pokretač. 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 Radio emisija.
Zdravo društvo, slušate studentsku emisiju Pokretač. Ja sam Ceca, a mi ćemo danas govoriti, kao što i svake nedelje govorimo, o temama koje muče mlade, ali i interesuju mlade. Danas ćemo govoriti o tome kako donosimo odluke, govorit ćemo o tome šta je instagramično, a pričali smo i sa muralistom Benom Johnsonom, jedan jako zanimljiv intervju, tako da ostanite uz nas. Danas je, naravno, kao i svake nedelje, muziku pripremio Milan Marković, a počinjemo sa pesmom Hallucinations.
Thinking about quitting, think it's time now, think it's all over. Quiet my mind, everybody's laughing, everybody's sure. Nothing seems likely, nothing's unknown. Did you ever feel like everything's falling? To fly like an eagle into the dawning. You know I always feel like the blinds are drawing. To fly like an eagle and dare to reborn and hey. Maybe I'm dead, maybe I'm leaving. Hearts like lead. Something feels missing, something ain't right. Remember first kissing, my heart fell wide. Did you ever feel like everything's falling? To fly like an eagle into the dawning. You know skies are falling, to fly like an eagle and dare to reborn and hey, my, everything's gonna be alright. Hey, my, everything's gonna be just fine. Gonna be all right. Hey, hey, my, my, everything's gonna be just fine.
Slušate studentsku emisiju Pokretač. Ovo je bio Liam Gallagher sa pesmom One of Us. Lako je odlučiti koji film želimo da pogledamo ili u kom kafiću ćemo popiti kafu. Međutim, koliko nam je proces donošenja odluka teži kada su u pitanju neke ozbiljnije životne stvari? Odgovor je pokušala da pronađe Miljana.
Koji fakultet upisati? Dati otkaz ili ostati na trenutnom poslu? Raskinuti vezu ili sačekati pa možda bude bolje? Ovo su samo neke od bitnih životnih dilema koje rešavamo najčešće uz pomoć prijatelja ili nekog od koga tražimo savjet, jer nas je strah da ćemo sami napraviti grešku. Psiholog Marko Nikolić kaže da je često lakše odgovornost za sopstvene odluke podeliti, iako ističe da to nije uvek dobar put jer treba prihvatiti rizik za svoje postupke.
Mladi se krivi za trendova, roditelja, pravilnika i zakona, kreirajući tako liniju manjeg otpora koji ih drži ušuškane u prosjeku. Gotovo po pravilu osobe koje su postigle nešto čime se ponose, poput biznisa, putovanja oko sveta i slično, ističu da su sami doneli te ono. Dok sa druge strane, to nije čest primjer kod većine karijera, prebacivanje odgovornosti na druge je iluzija življenja, ali i lakši put. Ipak na koncu, to je krajnje pogrešna odluka. Prilika za autonomno donošenje odluka za čoveka nikad nije bila veća, a današnji potencijal za slobodu također. Stoga je na mladima da naprave sljedeći korak u evoluciji i dodatno su slobode stega autoritarnog načina mišljenja.
Mlade Novosađane pitali smo koliko su samostalni kad donose neke važne odluke.
S obzirom da sam jako neodlučna u životu, pre nego što donesem bilo kakvu odluku, bilo da je velika, odlučujući, znači nebitno, sa te strane uvijek nekako volim da se posavetujem prvo sa nekim.
Jako sam samostalna osoba, znači bukvalno od malena, tako da sve životne odluke do sada, a nisu bile neke preozbiljne, donela sam zaista sama, naravno uz podršku svojih roditelja. Ne znam, možda kad bi se susrela sa nekom baš ozbiljnom životnom odlukom, kad bi se našla na nekoj prekretnici, verovatno bih tražila savjet roditelja ili, ne znam, porodice šire ili uže, svakako. Nije ni bitno, samo ono da mi pomognu da donesem odluku.
Iako većina naših sagovornika smatra da nema problem sa samostalnim donošenjem odluka, postoje oni koji imaju. Kako da naučimo samostalno da donosimo odluke i kako da se oslobodimo tog osjećaja koji nas parališe? Odgovor ima Sonja Zeković, jedna od voditeljki radionice Kako da donosim svoje odluke.
Da bismo naučili kako da budemo samostalni pri donošenju odluka, mi bismo prvo trebali da znamo kako da postavimo cilj ka kojem težimo i da dobro definišemo taj cilj. Pored definisanja ciljeva, moramo biti svesni i faktora koji nas ometaju pri odlučivanju. Naprimjer, faktora kao što su raspoloženje, konflikti i pritisak sredine. Strah se često povezuje sa odlukama i procesom odlučivanja, baš zato što je strah tipična blokada koja je najčešće uzročnih problema pri odlučivanju. U osnovi straha je to da mi sami sebi šaljemo poruku da naša odluka mora 100% da bude ispravna i da mi nikako i nikada ne smemo da pogrešimo. Na taj način, u stvari, mi sami sebi stvaramo anksioznost koja nas usmerava da mislimo o negativnim ishodima odluke. Mnogo korisniji stav za donošenje odluke u stvari jeste da prihvatimo mogućnost greške, jer kada odustanemo od zahteva o nepogrešivosti, mi zapravo redukujemo i anksioznost.
Savete psihologa sa kojima smo razgovarali nemojte pogrešno razumeti. Naravno da je dobro o važnim temama porazgovarati sa nekom bliskom ili stručnom osobom, ali ostati svestan da odgovornost za svoj život i važne odluke moramo na kraju snositi sami.
Today, 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time. You and Gertie said, with a smoke ring round your heads, you would see me on the other side. Come on, I know you want more. Come on and open your door. After it all, you'll find out you were always one of us. Time.
od raznobojnih kuća na londonskom Notting Hillu do pogleda na njujorški Manhattan Bridge, postoje mesta širom sveta koje su poslednjih godina postala turistička atrakcija uglavnom zbog jednog faktora, njihove instagramičnosti. Šta je instagramično i na koji način vaš profil može postati takav, poslušajte u sledećem prilogu. Nekada smo se fotografisali za uspomenu, fotoalbum, imali ograničen broj fotografija i čekali da se film razvije da bismo videli kako su ispale. Danas, telefoni sa sve boljim kamerama i većom memorijom daju nam mogućnost da fotografišemo neograničen broj puta, sve dok ne dobijemo fotografiju koja nam ne donosi samo uspomenu, već i veliki broj lajkova. Instagramičnost se upravo odnosi na fotogeničnost mesta ili osobe. Jedan od korisnika Instagrama koji brine o svom profilu na ovaj način, Jovan Čavić, kaže da ga reč instagramično asocira na hedonistički lifestyle.
Sve je bajno, sjajno, putuje se na Bali svaku progu mesecu, jede se samo kavijer i pljeska od bizona. Ta reč mi se odnosi na stil editovanja, kao i na tematiku koja se prožima kroz vaš feed. Naprimjer, Gareth King, poznat na Instagramu kao Shortstash, ima veoma specifičan edit koji je postao njegov zaštitni znak. Naprimjer, neko od naših, Slobodan Vujić, poznat kao Vuvi Wild.
Ovaj fenomen posebno se odnosi na putovanja. Turisti više nisu potrazi samo za znamenitostima, već i za mestima na kojima će moći da naprave fotografije poput onih kakve imaju influenceri. Tako će se neretko dogoditi da ćete u određenom parku, hotelu, na trgu ili u poslastičarnici zajedno sa drugim ljudima iz celog sveta čekati red da napravite fotografiju. Tako danas, ukoliko planirate putovanje u neki evropski grad ili na egzotičnu destinaciju, osim lista prirodnih lepota, kulturnih znamenitosti i najboljih restorana, naići ćete i na liste najboljih Instagram mesta. Naš sagovornik Jovan također se odlučio da tema njegovog Instagram profila budu putovanja.
Što se mene tiče, nažalost moram priznati da sam zbog obaveza zapostavio Instagram već neko vreme, ali generalno se trudim da mi feed bude, tako reći, instagramičan. Glavna tema su mi putovanje, hedonizam, dakle ne izbacujem fotografije kako, ne znam, 8 sati kucam izveštaje za kompjuterom ili kad mi zagori pile u rejerni. Trudim se da mi edit fotografija bude sličan, da ima konzistenciju, često nešto menjam, usavršavam. I na kraju krajeva rekao bih da se reč instagramično svodi na to da pronađeš svoj stil i da se držiš toga.
Pitali smo studente šta je za njih instagramično.
Pa ja bih to podelila na dve strane, odnosno ako mislim u pozitivnom kontekstu, onda bih rekla da su to lepa mesta, destinacije i sve ono što je fotogenično za mene je instagramično. A sa druge strane, ako gledamo u negativnom kontekstu, to je za mene kada su ljudi previše namešteni, kad nemate spontanosti, kada se fotografiše hrana samo da bi se objavila, odnosno sve ono što ne ide spontano, nego što ide samo iz razloga što će biti postavljeno na društvenim mrežama.
Za mene instagramično kad uhvatimo neki spontani moment, kad se ništa ne namešte, ništa, kad nema poziranja, spontano mi uvek instagramično.
Pa instagramično može biti svašta, odnosno ono što svakome pojedincu se sviđa da bi okačio na Instagram, nešto što je zgodno zakačiti na Instagram, ja bar tako na taj način shvatam taj pojam. Za mene nema puno stvari koje su instagramične jer nisam nešto pretjerano aktivan u kačenju slika i storija, ja više samo pregledam Instagram šta se dešava i tako dalje s vremena na vreme, a ako kačim nešto to najčešće bude s nekog putovanja ili ako je neki poseban događaj. Mislim da samo posebni događaj i lepi neki kadrovi sa putovanja, to je za mene instagramično.
Pored onih koji su fokusirani na samu tematiku svog profila, postoje oni koji gledaju strukturu. Milana Zdravković također vodi računa o svojoj instagramičnosti tako što uči od drugih instagramera kako bi ulepšala svoj feed.
Što se tiče instagramičnosti, na prvi pogled to je definitivno feed. Zatim ono što je najbitnije jeste da postoji kvalitetan sadržaj i naravno jako dobre fotografije koje će sve to upotpuniti. Što se tiče mog Instagram profila, tek sam otvorila YouTube kanal i sada ću se više pozabaviti svojim Instagramom. Mislim da sam uhvatila neke cake od drugih Instagram profila koji jednostavno dele svoja znanja sa svim ljudima na Instagramu, tako da ću se definitivno posvetiti tim stvarima uskoro.
Prema sajtu Big Seven Travel, najinstagramatičnija mesta za 2019. godinu su Australija, Hong Kong, Kanada, Indonezija i Južna Afrika. Možda, zahvaljujući ovom fenomenu, posjetite destinaciju za koju ne biste ni pomislili da je u vašoj blizini.
Dans l'est, quand le vent blows, black touching on the windows. I try and see what a future holds, but I wanna know all. I'm tiptoe on the dirt road, too hot for the devil. I try and see what a future holds, but I wanna know all. It's like hearts don't bleed like could lead in a heartbeat, and you gotta know, yeah, you gotta know. And we fall apart. We fall apart. Oh, hands up. Summer is a curse that I can't let go. If you never try, then you never know. Broke city with a broken heart. All right. We fall apart. The summer is a curse that I can't let go. If you never try, then you never know. Broke city with a broken heart. Summer is a curse that we fall apart.
Me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? We don't talk much, not anymore. Broken bottles and slamming doors, but we still care about each other. Say we care about each other. I know life took us far away, but I still dream about the good old days when we took care of each other. We were living for each other. But I start to wonder if I'm slipping under. Oh. Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me?
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
Yeah, I miss all the times we had. Can't forget what you can't get back, and you can't find it in another. Man, time, it ain't your lover.
I don't care what you thought before. I'll be there anytime you call. Don't you ever call another. No need to call another. And I start to wonder if I'm slipping under.
rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
Slušate studentsku emisiju Pokretač. Ja sam Ceca, a sada ćemo pričati o jednom, pa da kažemo, zanimljivom slikaru, muralisti, kako god želite da ga nazovete. Ako ste prošli pored dvorca Edžek, videli biste 3D reč Love, koja je urađena upravo na ovom dvorcu u okviru PDP konferencije, koja je održana u Novom Sadu, i njima u gostima bio sam ovuki muralista iz Kanade, Ben Johnson, koji upravo napravio taj mural. Za emisiju Pokretač je govorio o tome kako je počeo da slika murale, može li od toga da se živi, ali koja mu je omiljena lokacija za oslikavanje. Pa da čujemo.
Considering the fact that you're a self-taught artist, when did you start, and was the fact that you had to do it all on your own was harder or easier?
So I started doing graphic design about 12 years ago, and at the same time then I started learning everything about like typography, layout, and all of that kind of design aspect of the job. And from there, I think these days it's so easily accessible to learn things online, Skillshare, YouTube, tutorials. There's so much information online that if you have a question, 99% of the time you can find it online. So it's just, I just started taking projects and then having to figure out how to do them from the internet. So just kind of figuring out, and I'm still doing that now.
How did you even decide to start painting?
I did graffiti for a little bit when I was a teenager, and then I kind of stopped and then went into graphic design. And then when I moved to Toronto, I painted the first mural in a co-working space I was at. So it was more unintentional. It was more like an illustration I was working on and then just applied it to a wall. So that was the first one, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
And what about situation about making money from that? Can you do that or you have another job?
Yeah, no, so this is full-time, like, yeah. So I work for agencies or brands, and then some of the stuff is like NGO or like passion projects like this one. So some projects are unpaid, but then you get to travel the world, and then you can easily make money doing this though.
And what about a situation with painting murals in Canada? Like, are laws like strict, or you're allowed to do it pretty much everywhere?
It can be quite restrictive sometimes in Canada. You know, the approval process and then getting approval from the city. And then also the cost to do things can be a lot higher. So if you need to get a lift or a cherry picker or whatever, you know, just renting that can be like $1,000 or more. So it's like it can be very expensive to paint for fun. But there is quite a bit of like client work. But mostly I do work elsewhere now. So it's a lot of digital work as well. So not everything is painted.
Did you have a situation like that you've done some murals somewhere and they decided to take it off?
Well, some of the work I do is for like brand activations or like a conference or a trade show, something like that. So those artworks only live for that weekend or one night. So those particular things are like that. So sometimes I don't know what happens to it if it's in an office or in an agency. Sometimes it might get painted over after a couple of years. And then most of the passion projects, the walls stay there because they're in conjunction with the city or an NGO, a charity, something like that. So all the approval process is there for the artwork to stay. And I think because it's words and it's a message and it's positive, there's no reason to go over it. You know, it's not like political or it doesn't really evoke like too much of a negative response or anything like that. So I think there's no need to paint over those.
What is your favorite location and your favorite mural that you painted?
I think every time, like the mural I'm working on is my favorite one, the new one every time. So
this is the one right
now. So right now this is my favorite one, just because it's new colors, new design, you know, trying something new and in a new environment. So it's always the latest one is always the favorite one.
So you're practically sending a really strong message with this one.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can't spread enough love in the world. So I mean, just reminding people of that and having a bright red wall, you know, in a city, like, you can't go wrong with that. Or just even in a neighborhood, you know, there's kids here, there's families playing here. So I think it's a strong message for that and for people to remember.
I warn myself that I shouldn't play with fire, but I can tell that I'll do it one more time. Don't trust in myself, no good for my health. You mess with my heart, now you're the reason why. Do you remember when you told me I don't have to worry? He's overseas out on his tour, he'll be okay without me. You said you had nothing to hide, that you left him long ago. I should've known that was a lie. I warn myself that I shouldn't play with fire, but I can tell that I'll do it one more time. Don't trust in myself, no good for my health. You mess with my heart, now you're the reason. The first to put my hands around your throat. If you had nothing to hide, why is no one supposed to know? I should've known that was a lie. I warn myself that I shouldn't play with fire. No, I can tell that I'll do it one more time. Don't trust in myself, no good for my health. With my heart, now you're the reason why. I warn myself that I shouldn't play with fire. I
Bilo bi to sve u današnjoj studentskoj emisiji Pokretač. Mi se slušamo i sledeće nedelje, a do tada uživajte u ostatku nedelje i slušajte O Radio.
Start up my motor, eat, drink some burgers and cola, feed my addictions and vices. Throw out my iPhone and dices, my echo chamber media. Regurgitated trivia, evil the left and the right, catered for privileged whites. Signing online petitions, thinking I'm making a difference. Don't wanna hear about Brexit, them morons fucked up our exit. My generation was duped, the youth were left out the loop. Lies on both sides of the fence left me completely bereft. My bio reads public figure, let info check out my figure. Don't even know why they're famous, but God, they're so entertaining. I wanna copy what you eat, how you look, who you fuck. Wanna be anybody but me. I wanna be anybody but me. I wanna be anybody but me. Wanna be anybody but me. Wanna be anybody but me. Everybody's offended, the joke that just keeps on giving. I'm not entirely sure the nitpicking can count as progression. I'm chewing popcorn, sitting in the back row, watching while the whole damn thing implodes. Nobody talks to each other for fear of different opinion. They call the bigots dumb for buying into fear from the paper. Smug liberal arrogance, working class don't fuck with it. It's all just ammunition for the right wing press. The patriarchy is real, the proof is here in my song. I sit and mansplain every detail of the things it does wrong. Cause I'm a white male, full of shame. My ancestry is evil and their evil is still not gone. 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 Their evil is still not gone.
Let your light shine in. 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 Oh, you children, a broken man, let your light shine in. Lately I've been terrified of a place I don't know, but that's no reason to keep me finding out wherever it goes. I've seen the good side of a bad situation come out fine. I've seen the dynamite reveal the best parts of my life. For 20 years I was completely blind to all of my fears. Life had a way of tearing it down. With all of these years, I've never been a few to care about. Protect the ones I hold dear. And
you're gonna find behind those corners you go around. Intention.
Let your light shine in.